The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, and the senior advisor to healthcare.com. He has been avidly detecting vis-a-vis nursing homes, and here he is. Hi, Frank.
Yes. Hi, Jill. It was an amazing week, actually. Nothing I've reported in my 10 years here has gotten a reaction of last week's call on Governor Ned Lamont to launch an investigation of Connecticut's entire nursing home system. Now, nationally, 33% of the people dying from COVID-19 are in nursing homes. Now, that's bad enough, 33%. In Connecticut, it's 70%. 7 of 10 of the dead are in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. That's alarming. Governor Lamont needs to do everything he can to fix what's wrong in our 213 nursing homes. And that starts with a top-to-bottom investigation. Connecticut's citizens deserve to know why over 1,900 nursing home residents have died in 2 months, and exactly what must change to stop these preventable deaths. They're preventable. This week, more than 10% of the state's Democratic Party House representatives and key Republicans, that includes the minority leader, contacted me to join in calling for an investigation to reform Connecticut's entire nursing home system. So, Jill, what do you think of reaction like that? Not bad for the littlest station in the nation.
Not bad.
What do you think?
Not bad for the smallest NPR station in the nation, but also not bad. You know, very interestingly, I don't think this is going to be, shall we say, a partisan issue. I don't think it's going to. I mean, this is.
I got bipartisan reaction.
Yep.
Yes. Absolutely. Everybody's got a grandma.
Yep.
Absolutely. This is bipartisan.
Yep.
So yeah, look. On the positive side, citizens need to learn why 1/8 of the 213 homes have not had one COVID case, not one. And that's among their residents, including Noble Horizons, you know, right down the block in Salisbury. What are those homes doing right that the others should be copying immediately? Also, on the other side, why are so many nursing homes riddled with cases? Connecticut has at least 5 nursing homes with more than 100 cases each as of May 14th. And listen to this one. More than 1/3 of the homes in the biggest for-profit chain, that's Athena Healthcare Systems, who runs the Sharon Healthcare Center across the street, they're seeing in 1/3 of their homes, 30 to 65% of the residents who get COVID die. Now, that's a very disturbing death rate. It's way above the average. And why isn't the state tracking the healthcare workers who are getting sick with COVID and those who are dying? Where are they? Especially since these workers, they're as heroic as they are to go into these nursing homes day after day in the middle of a pandemic. These are the people going in and out, the only ones. So where are they bringing in the virus? Where are they bringing in the virus? And what should the homes be doing to block the virus at the door? The state needs to understand that. The Nursing Home Workers Union, that's SEIU 1199 NE, that's for New England, they've lost 6 members. And they're estimating that around 20 nursing home workers total have died statewide in the nursing homes. But none of the lawmakers could give me an official number. Apparently, it does not exist, let alone where the nurses and aides are getting sick and dying so they can move in, isolate them, and stop the spread of the virus. And why are we still hearing about dire shortages of PPE, you know, personal protective equipment, the masks, the gowns that all the nurses and aides should be wearing to keep themselves and their patients safe from this highly contagious and deadly virus? SEIU says, get this one, they say administration officials have told the union to buy masks on their own rather than trying to rely on the owners or the state. I mean, that's disgraceful. Representative Ann Hughes, she's a Democrat from Fairfield County, She calls stories like that criminal. And she said, quote, look, if you sent soldiers to war without guns, that would be criminal. And when you send healthcare workers into nursing homes without adequate PPE, that's criminal. And I think she has a point. I mean, when the staff is not protected, the residents aren't protected, and people die. Just simple as that. Okay, Jill, there's always a money angle.
but that is the only possible issue. I mean, this is asinine. You wouldn't run your house like this. You are responsible for the care and well-being of people's loved ones. This isn't a warehouse. This isn't a Victorian orphanage. It is being, it apparently sounds as though it is being run like, it sounds like it is being run as some sort of diabolical profit center. And, you know, I would give people to the count of 10 to fix that starting now.
Yeah. Well, you said profit. You said the magic word. So there's always a money angle, and here it is. I mean, let's keep it simple. The state needs complete transparency to be sure that the millions being pumped into the nursing homes in this pandemic are being spent to keep the residents and staff safe, right? Adequate PPE, the minimum, okay? Rather than the money being siphoned off to the nursing home owners. So if any of that is going on, if any owners are inflating their profits in the middle of this pandemic, as money is pouring into these nursing homes to keep people safe, that money's being siphoned off into their pockets, the state should claw back every cent. And look, big picture, the citizens of Connecticut need to know why, despite 1,900 deaths, the persistent lack of PPE, little transparency, why has not one nursing home been fined $1? A Democratic representative told me, get this, he doesn't think that pattern's going to change. He said, quote, Lamont is pro-business and he's proud of it. But here's what I say. There's no accountability without hefty fines against the owners for wrongdoing, against the owners, not the nursing home itself out of the general fund. That just takes money away from the staff and the residents that get lousy lunches for a month or so. There is real accountability when the hefty fines are laid at the feet of the owners for their wrongdoing. As you say, they're responsible and they should pay if there's a wrongdoing. Perhaps even worse, when we look at this picture, Governor Lamont's executive order granted immunity from lawsuits for missteps, not only to the healthcare workers, that I can understand, but also he granted immunity to the facilities. Now, Democratic reps called immunity for the facilities a bad idea. That there are going to be lawsuits anyway. I mean, experts are predicting a massive wave of suits. Though now, with his executive order, families who are suing over their loved ones may have to prove gross negligence, and that makes it more difficult. But the lawsuits are coming. There's even talk of a possible class action lawsuit. That's how bad things look. So here's the question. What is it going to take to get Governor Lamont to launch something like Operation Nursing Home Rescue? Some Democratic leaders told me the governor has begun to act. He got the message and he's acting. He fired the head of the public health a couple of weeks ago. And here's the reason, by the way, which hasn't been reported fully. The last straw was her slow response in the middle of this pandemic. So out she goes. And the governor is stepping up on-site inspections and citations for things that he sees that the inspectors see wrong. But look, Minority Leader Themis Claridis of Seymour told me, quote, Governor Lamont had to blame someone. She said Lamont should have acted at the first sign of the state screwing up. So what do you think? What do you think of her point of view, Joe?
How can one disagree? You can be as pro-business. No, this is.
That's interesting that you say that. How can people disagree? I'm going to tell you how they disagree in a minute here. So, look, I think anything the administration is doing now is anything they're doing now is better than a couple of weeks ago when some nursing home inspectors were phoning it in. They were literally letting managers walk the halls of their nursing homes on FaceTime, self-inspection on FaceTime. So what are they going to show? They're going to show nurses with the proper PPE. They're going to show the infection procedures are right. They're inspecting themselves. It's not worth a dime. Representative Jonathan Steinberg, now he's the head of the House Public Health Committee, told me that was embarrassing. Still, and here's listen to this one. Steinberg and some other Democrats said, this is not the time to burden the Department of Health and the nursing homes with a full-blown investigation. The audits, everything else, very distracting. They should keep their eye on the ball, which is fighting this pandemic. Yet, even a few of them predicted that whenever there is an investigation, we will be shocked. We will be very shocked. And the Attorney General, sooner or later, will be called in. And that's exactly what's happening in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania right now. Steinberg told me, quote unquote, not all the private nursing home people are good people. So look, it wasn't unanimous, Jill, at all. But the overwhelming majority of people that I talked to, lawmakers that I talked to, that's Republicans and Democrats, this is bipartisan. They said, we can't delay another day. People are dying now. The governor must act now. And here's an idea. Here's something that could be done immediately. Why the state could hire 213 registered nurses, one for each home, to enforce, put them into the homes, one in each home, to enforce infection control. Rob Baril, he's the head of 1199, says that one move alone would save hundreds of lives. So, look, Governor Lamont has said quite famously, I'm not here to point fingers. Look, I'm going to say this over and over again until it sinks in. This is the time to point fingers to find solutions. If you don't point fingers, you're not going to find out what's really going wrong, why people are dying unnecessarily, and then go in and change it. Reform the system. If it needs it from top to bottom, reform it, because people are dying, and they're dying every day. So, Jill, look, I heard from the lawmakers. I'm going to hear more from them, obviously. But I want to hear from the listeners as well. I don't care if you support this investigation, you oppose it. I want to hear what you're thinking. So I'm going to give you my personal email, okay? It's my name, no dots, okay? franklally1@me.com. And that's L-A-L-L-I, you know it. franklally1@me.com. I want to hear from you. What are you thinking? Marshall and I, obviously, we're staying on top of this. We're reporting everything we learn. Stay tuned. We're on this story for you, Jill. So we're on story for the listeners of Robinhood Radio. We're going to try to get to the bottom of what's wrong with the nursing homes and get the reforms in that are needed to save lives.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Send your information to Frank at franklally1@me.com, franklally1@me.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.